There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Right, my talkers, we are hanging out with Lori and Julia. It's been a long time since I've been able to see that. We are very happy to have you in studio. Julia, how does it feel to be back?
Well, funny you should ask. Great.
Good.
I was gone for a perfect amount of time.
Right.
And I have to go back to a short week.
Yeah. No, I have to.
Beautiful.
Classic. But I really, though, on Sunday maybe said, you just really start to get truly like the second layer of relaxed.
Yes.
And where then it's like nothing even matters. Mm-hmm. Like I could just sit here and listen to the waves.
Oh, and the birds. I'm a big bird. Birds in the morning.
Oh, we had some birds on our lanai that like to, they make little things.
Drink some coffee.
Love birds.
It was a lovely time. It was just, it was great.
Good.
Anyway, I'm glad I missed the gray.
Oh, gray. You're going to have gray till Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
We had that last week. Every day was gray, and every day that you drove on a city side street, you risked losing fillings.
The only day it wasn't gray was Saturday for the Vikings. Sunday for the Vikings game, because when we were walking in and all hanging out, everybody was like, "Oh, such a great day." Didn't turn out that great.
Not for that team. The Australian Open's going on right now, down under.
Yes. Oh, yes.
My brother hung out his do not disturb sign.
Sure.
We cannot. Now, this is truly exciting news that was announced today on Vogue.com. Julia, the Met Gala 2023 has been announced. And, of course, remember, you know, Anna Wintour is the chair, if you will. Mm-hmm. The theme is Karl Lagerfeld, a line of beauty, because Karl Lagerfeld has 70 years of designing.
I love this. I love this because it's a theme we can get our hands around.
Yeah, Chanel, Fendi, Chloe, Balmain, and his own line, Lagerfeld. But the dress code is this: dress in honor of Karl. So we will have people wearing vintage stuff,
Karl Lagerfeld, yes,
from Chanel, Fendi, right, Chloe Balmain, and Karl Lagerfeld. We might have people wearing H&M when Karl Lagerfeld did that line. But the best outfit would be dressing as Karl and his eponym and Choupette.
I would dress as Choupette.
Choupette. And dress as Karl Lagerfeld, one of you with the black sunglasses, the fingerless gloves, the ruffled top.
Lori and I were going to do this for Halloween. And I was going to be Choupette.
You were going to be Choupette, his cat.
His naked cat. There's a name for that cat. The naked cat.
No.
Hairless cat.
No, he didn't have a... Choupette was a big fluffy cat.
I swear to God, Choupette had no hair.
No.
Am I getting Choupette?
You were mixing that up from Dina Manzo's horribly ugly little cat. No, Karl Lagerfeld had a big fluffy Persian cat.
It was very fluffy based on it.
Is Choupette. Choupette.
It even has its own Wikipedia page, the cat alone.
Is Choupette still alive?
Yes. Born,
Choupette could make an appearance.
Nope, unfortunately, Choupette passed in February of 2019.
Yeah, she died of a broken heart after Karl Lagerfeld died.
But Choupette is such a lovely name. I want someone else to name that.
Someone else can bring a Persian cat on a diamond leash.
It was a Persian cat.
Let me make a correction. That was actually not the death of the cat. That was the death of Karl.
Karl Lagerfeld.
So the cat is 11 years old and still kicking it.
Got a lot of money.
Sorry about that.
And Anna Wintour, if she could be bothered, she would do it. But maybe one of her co-hosts will get the honor of escorting Choupette in a diamond Tiffany or Bulgari crested
collar.
Okay,
talk to us about the co-hosts.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Federer.
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela Cole.
From
that one HBO show that
she's English.
She's English.
That was an amazing show.
That was an amazing show.
Oh, I love this.
And Penelope Cruz, she could be the one who might be okay with walking Choupette because she has been a long time muse and face of the brand Chanel.
Be it forever. anyway, forever.
I'm kind of excited about this.
Well, it seems like a theme instead of Macchiato, or I'm thinking of some of them where we
Ex Machina, Ex Machina, when you dress like the future.
Right. And some of those people are always going to have that picture of them out there. When Kanye West wore the contacts that he looked.
Yeah, I'm hoping, there could be all this vintage. Beautiful. There'll be a vintage. Run on vintage stuff. And also, you know, undoubtedly someone will wear something from Carl's limited run H&M.
But that would be a really fun thing to go see at the Met. Because they always do it around and then they have, you know.
It's a fundraiser here's what for the it's Met. Called. It's called the company exhibition. Is called Karl Lagerfeld, A Line of Beauty, and it will feature 150 looks designed by Lagerfeld over his 70-year fashion career and curated by the Costume Institute.
Okay, so he worked for Chanel, he worked for Balmain,
Fendi, Chloe, right. And his Lagerfeld brands under his name. Carl.
But
he was a long time for Chanel and then he did the collab with Fit. So there's a lot, and you know, the bolo, the necktie, the white hair. Anyway,
I think that's going to be a fun fashion show.
I agree.
I'm excited about
that. And she kind of picked, you know, Dua Lipa representing the young 20 something, Penelope Hollywood, Roger Federer cuz he's besties.
Yeah.
With Anna.
And he's just classic.
And Michaela Cole, she's been on the cover of British Vogue.
And she's brilliant.
And she's had edgy. That show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so
what the
there
heck
you go.
Was the name of that show? God, we loved it.
It had a weird title. We never could remember when it was on. It was, if you Google Michaela Cole, because she did get nominated.
Yeah, I know she did. It was her experience after she was... abused, wasn't it?
I don't
something like
was
that.
Was it I May Destroy You?
Yeah, I May Destroy You. That was
I May Destroy You.
And she went back and kind of had revenge on people, if I remember correctly. That was a great...
She was also amazing in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She is fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the other co-host of the Met Gala, Karl Lagerfeld edition.
Beautiful.
Pray for Choupette that she will be able to be just in her finest jewels, and somebody will carry her across the red carpet.
I really
like
do.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Okay, so do you think, in light of everything, do you think after this past year with Kim Kardashian in the Marilyn Monroe dress, do you think she takes a year off?
We could only hope so, Julia. We could only hope so.
I mean, kind of this feels like old classic stuff again, but she's with Balmain. I mean,
she buys an actual table. Chris buys an actual table for $250,000.
So they get to go because they pay.
Yeah.
They actually pay
$250,000 for a table or whatever the heck it is.
I feel like it's higher than that, but who knows?
Yeah. All right.
That's big bucks.
I hope you've collected all your random thoughts because you're up next.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so there's a lot of talk about the debt ceiling and blah, 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 blah in politics right now. But here's a little fun fact, okay? The U.S. it's kind of scary. The U.S. has been in debt for its entire history, except for 1 year from 1835 to 1836 when Andrew Jackson was president. He managed to pay it all off temporarily.
Yeah.
I never knew it was only 1 year.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me.
And 25% of our debt happened between 2016 and 2020. 25%
of the new debt.
Mm-hmm. I very much am hoping that in Kevin McCarthy's deal with the devil, he didn't give the reins of all the money over to the 20 nuts.
Sounds like it's going to be a difficult one.
Yeah, the 20 nuts, that we do not have 20 nuts hold the whole of the economy hostage. Please.
Agreed. But I just thought, wow. All right. So one thing we saw, because you're talking about the birds, there was one moment laying on the beach where I felt like I was in the middle of the movie, The Birds, because the seagulls were so close.
Was someone feeding them?
Well, the people behind us left their pizza.
Oh, no.
Which is so... No, and so
you can't. They come. It's like a call. Oh, there's like there'll be 100.
I felt so. I'm like, oh, I'm like in the middle of birds, and then I'm thinking, if one of them poops on me, I'm gonna be pissed.
But I know, so, and that's good luck. If
I know,
if
a
really, that's good luck.
Lori and I got pooped on outside of the grand opening of the J.B. Hudson store.
That's the first day I went to the beach in college. I went to San Diego. Me and two friends. On? I didn't, but my buddy laying next to me got pooped on our first day at the beach in San Diego in college.
Did he have the best luck?
Yeah, it's a pretty good luck, I'd say. Yeah,
yeah. In many cultures, it's considered good luck. I got pooped on by a pelican, and I thought somebody threw an ice cream cone on me. Okay. It was so much.
Okay, so here's...
And it was so much. Pelicans have big moves.
This is what I'm going to tell you. Pelicans. So we saw pelicans. Oh, they landed right on the balcony. So here's the fact from last Friday on OMG Facts.
Okay.
Pelicans have the largest bill of all birds. It can reach 18 inches in length. Underneath the bill, pelicans have a throat pouch that can hold how many gallons of water do you guys think?
I don't know, but they can stack it.
How many gallons of water?
I would say 2.5 to 3 gallons.
It's I love you, Lori. It's 3 gallons.
I was right.
It
doesn't hold food or babies.
Okay.
It just 3 gallons. You know how much water that is pelican and to fly?
Yeah.
So that's so funny that you pooped.
Oh, yeah, they pooped. I thought somebody had threw an ice cream cone at me. That's how much
where were you?
In Daytona Beach.
I figured it was Florida. Yeah, Daytona
Beach. Okay. You know the little poem about a pelican?
No.
Oh, there goes Mr. P.P. Pelican. His beak holds more than his pelican.
His pelican.
Okay. That's my mom.
That's a very cute one.
That's a cute mom-dad joke. I love it.
Oh, God. All right, so we have this book on tomorrow. Called The Mitford Wives. And it's the most...
Or The Mitford Sisters.
Mitford Affair.
Oh, The Mitford Affair.
And it is the most wild book I ever read.
Is it about the real-life Mitford Sisters?
Yes, in England.
Yes.
And Lori. But it is so disturbing what these sisters did pre-World War II and during World War II. I mean, it's just the wildest book I've ever read.
I wish I'd known it was going to be on tomorrow. It's been sitting on my desk, and I was just like, I don't know what...
We have this thing called Google Doc that anyone could look at. I even sent you a picture of it.
But with no date of when it was due. I've been deep into Prince Harry.
She said there isn't a date because I didn't put a post-it note reminder exactly.
I'm old school.
I know you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, it's on tomorrow, and it's about World War II, and it's about the group, this five sisters and one brother out of England.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. But it's a bizarre story, and it's true. Wow, I couldn't get enough of this book. And it's about World War II, pre-World War II. Okay, 80 years ago in 1943, the government declared a wartime ban on the sale of pre-sliced bread to conserve resources during World War II. They were worried about the amount of additional wax paper used to wrap the individual slices. From then on, only whole loaves were sold until the end of World War II.
Huh.
Wow.
And did you guys read the thing? And I don't know if it was Star Tribune or Pioneer Press last week that did the story about the women's role at our ammunition place outside of Anoka during World War II. Yeah. I thought that was fascinating. No. Women really, World War II, because the men were all gone.
They get to work, and then the heartbreak of they were glad the war was over, but many women were very upset that they had to go back to the kitchen, go back to the nursery. You know, they like the jobs.
I would think so after that experience. Like, why can't I do both?
No, you can't.
It took a long
time.
The
men need the job, and they were basically told that.
100%. 100%. Okay. A new Guinness World Record was broke last year for the largest personal loss of a fortune by Elon Musk.
I saw that. He lost more money than anybody in world history. In the history.
It's a Guinness World Record.
I couldn't think of a more deserving
guy. He lost $182 billion. The previous record for the most money lost in personal fortune was $58.6 billion.
Who was that?
No
follow up. Sorry. Wow, that's funny because, Kanye had quite a bit of a loss.
But he's not,
a billion.
He's not Elon Musk.
Yeah, $182 billion.
That's unbelievable.
I thought so too. I thought, because there was so much football on this week. And how about the Dallas kicker?
Did you find a football bar?
Oh, that was on. We had it on our team.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
TV in our room. Oh, but there was a football right in our room. I mean, we had the...
It was nationally televised.
We had Fox. Yeah. Fox Kunda. Fox Playa, whatever it was. But, the whole thing about, first of all, that Dallas kicker who missed four extra points in a row.
But
they won. They killed. And then Peyton Manning goes on to say that halftime, you know, pep talks and everything are a myth because everyone thinks the team goes in at halftime. The coach gathers around them all and says, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. Or let's play differently, blah, blah, blah. And he says, it's all a myth. You go into the restroom, you eat a couple of oranges, and then the head coach says, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe
accidental
that.
I've seen Rudy,
and that's not how it happens.
And I saw Rudy
I've seen Rowdy Friday Night Lights.
I know.
Full Hearts, Candlin.
I've seen Dallas 40 North or whatever that football movie is.
I don't know if I ever made halftime adjustments in my 18-year career. That's the biggest myth in football.
Well, he's the quarterback. But yeah, defensive. Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe it. For the quarterback,
it does, because you kind of leave him in his function. But the rest of the team, the defense has to make adjustments. But I'll take that.
They had to be taught too.
But the four missed kicks, there's somebody that went back and did video evidence of it, and the placeholder for the kicker is at fault for two of the four. The first two, which got into his head for the second two.
Oh, jeez.
Grant saw Ludacris perform.
Yes. Luda was at the game performing.
What was that like?
That was awesome. And it didn't sound the greatest because it's at U.S. Bank and I was so far away, but he was jacking up the crowd. He did the move, bleep, get out the way.
He's opening for Janet.
He's opening for Janet. It was just a lot of fun. That was a treat. Even though we lost, I had a blast at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so someone did the math. I finally finished White Lotus.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had no idea who was killed, and I don't want to tell anyone else, but I am...
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
It's so good.
Yes. I did. Okay, so someone crunched the numbers, and you might have known this. That was a 5-star resort in Sicily.
Yes.
So if you would stay there for 6 days on your own...
It's about $1,700 a night.
Times six is...
I don't know.
Not enough.
Yeah, $12,000.
No, it's $67,000.
Oh, wow. But they're looking at a rack rate peak season or something like that. That's how they come
after
up with
taxes
that
and resort fees, which will get you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I looked up that hotel right away and I was like, no, I'm not going to be staying there.
How much? It was like $1,500 a night?
Yeah. Well, $1,700.
We heard like during.
Kind of when you say $2,300.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an old monastery. There's not that many
rooms. There's not that much room. And the pool looks very.
And the beach club was filmed at another beach club.
Yes, it was.
It's not really there at the hotel. Yeah. But
it would just. It'd be a great place to go have lunch.
Very much so.
It would be a great place to have lunch. All right, Grant, what is happening? Do we have to wrap up?
Let's see if Julia likes our idea from Twitter about Jennifer Coolidge and Owen Wilson just doing a movie where they just say wow to each other.
Wow.
Well, they both... I love it because they both do that. Okay, that's so funny.
It's the best.
Okay,
all right,
that's funny.
All right, well, thank you for those random thoughts, Julia.
All right, everybody. Hammernix is your one-stop shopping for everything in your flooring needs. As a matter of fact, they've got flooring superstores, and they have two of them: one on the west side of town on Bass Lake Road and 169, and the other one isn't St. Paul on Rice Street. And we talk about a flooring superstore. We mean everything.
Everything,
Julia. If you want to do it yourself, you can do it. Or if you want an installer to do it with you, Hammernix has them on staff, so you don't have to go find your own people, schedule them. It's all taken care of you, soup to nuts. Plus, they have designers to help you make great choices. Plus, they have great pricing. Plus, they have an upfront 12% discount on all in-stock flooring. The list goes on, and they have the most in-stock flooring in the area.
Yeah, if you need help, you know, like you're doing a commercial space or even your residential, you know, the expert, the flooring designer, they'll help you figure it out and what your budget is. They'll work with that. And if you need carpet or even remnant carpet for a room, you can get it and take it home that day.
We love Hammernix. You will, too.
Oh, that's Miley Cyrus's new song, Flowers, which is going to be on her upcoming new album. And love that song.
Love it.
It's a huge hit. And two songs we talked about last week in New Music Friday are making the news because Shakira's got a couple of songs off her new album that are definitely diss tracks. And Chris Conley from GMA, I couldn't believe they were calling it the rise of the revenge songs, because I'm like, there's always been revenge songs, just like there's always been love songs. But I liked that Chris Conley, who looked like he had a nice lip gloss on this morning, I might add. I'm used to seeing like younger people that have rosy lips. Yes. But it's not often you see a 53-year-old man with such rosy red lips. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, maybe he was just kissing somebody and they're freshly kissed. But here he is talking about, because both Flowers and Shakira's, the song is called BZRP Music Sessions number 53. I just put in 53 on YouTube, Shakira.
It comes
right up. That's a terrible title for a song.
Well, 100%.
But Shakira, you know,
was so dissed.
Well, let's hear what Chris Conley has to say. And then I'll tell you another thing from a different Shakira songs that she sings about. And also the witch that she has facing her ex-mother-in-law's house, which is right across the street from hers.
Okay. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Revenge, it's said, means digging two graves, one for your enemy and one for yourself. But in her new video for Flowers, Miley Cyrus is alive and whoa.
The video's great.
The target of her self-reliant vengeance? Well, that's a topic of considerable speculation. Fans noting Miley's song dropped on her ex-husband Liam Hemsworth's 33rd birthday. Probably just a coincidence, don't you think? Miley's not the only pop music icon in 2023 deploying a hit song to settle a score. The Spanish language track Berserk Music Session number 53, Shakira is going scorched earth on her retired soccer star ex, Gerald Piqué, with such aimed like an arrow lyrics as, "A she-wolf like me isn't for guys like you."
So revenge songs are nothing new. The breakup songs that are a little more petty, a little more pointed, a little more angry.
Who doesn't enjoy a good revenge track like Beyoncé's Irreplaceable? Or in the hands of pop's 21st century Avenger incarnate Taylor Swift, it can be a 10-minute magnum opus that's still stirring. So who is he, Chatter? And where, just like Miley, living well is the best revenge. Miley's Flowers has been number one on Spotify, just ahead of SZA's Kill Bill. Also in keeping with our theme. Don't get mad, get even. That's the idea, right? Well, who says you can't do both, guys?
That's right.
That's right. Well said.
That is right. So anyway, so that's really good. And Shakira, I'd never heard that about revenge.
I wrote it down.
A grave for you and one for the other person.
That's what I meant. I never knew that.
Because revenge can, look at all the books we read, can go terribly wrong.
Well, it can. And you hurt yourself.
Right.
I can't remember what I just was watching. Oh, that thing you and I are both obsessed with, that Korean show. About the
glory.
Oh my gosh. I finished that.
Did you?
That show. And it's coming back like the middle of March.
Yeah.
Already? Wow.
That show. They filmed it back to back. That show is all about revenge. And you wonder
if it's going to be worth it.
Well, if you are digging your own grave.
So, Shakira, so now we know how to pronounce that Berserk music session.
Yes.
Isn't that like, wasn't there a word berserk for something? What does that mean?
Well, berserk, but I don't know.
We don't know. It's capital BZR. It's only Shakira knows. But
Shakira.
She did another song that she did called Te Felicito with Rauw Alejandro.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, in the video, she opens a refrigerator and she discovers Alejandro's head on a platter. And in the song, basically, she sings, she realized that Gerard was cheating on her because her favorite jam was gone. And her man, Gerard, and her two children hate jam. Mm-hmm. So who is eating the jam?
Seriously. Okay.
That was one clue. Yes. And then her other clue was this gal was sitting like right up to the side, like in a Zoom call or something. And in last weekend, she put a big witch doll out on her balcony and placed it in the direction of Gerard's mother's house, which is across the street. And in that Berserk song, she says, "You left me my mother-in-law as my neighbor, media outlets at my door, and in debt with the government. You traded me for a, you traded a Rolex for a Casio."
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, this woman was in the background of one of the Zoom calls from their house.
Wow.
Okay. And that raised a red flag. And then when she got home and her jam, which no one eats.
Yep, but her is
gone.
Yeah.
And he couldn't lie fast enough to say his mom came over.
Listen, there are a lot of, I'm going to digress for just a second, because there's a lot of clues with food in your refrigerator. Because I very much remembered a time period when I had a nanny and we were working at Carlson and I would come home and I would think, how did this much ice cream get eaten? And who is eating all of the green Kraft Parmesan cheese in the can? Like, I was, don't you remember?
How weird is that? Because that isn't even good.
No, I know. But it would be gone. Like, I would just buy it and it was gone within a week.
Yeah.
Suspicious of her. And I'm saying to my husband, like, what? Are you pouring it on something? Has something happened? And then,
is she putting it on ice cream?
We have no idea, but lo and behold, we come home. She maybe is smoking a one hit outside our back door.
There
and so she was high.
She was putting Parmesan on vanilla ice cream.
Powder Parmesan. And so she was stoned and just eating and eating. Oh, but those two things. So that's just so weird. Because have inventory of what happens in your refrigerator, you know.
Right.
We all know what happens in your refrigerator. And if something is just suddenly gone, you're like, what the hell? Where's my jelly?
Yeah. Where's my jelly?
My Parmesan cheese?
Said. That's what she said.
That's right.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, no. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what is going on here? Yeah. Who wants to eat jars of it?
Right.
You eat a lot of random stuff when you're stoned.
And watching my children, which was just such another thing. Oh, dear.
Right. Well, speaking of music, you know, with Madonna announcing yesterday she's going on tour. General admission tickets go on sale a week from Friday. But if you want to join or sign up for Legacy or go to Madonna.com. If you are a VIP fan or VIP fan, you can get tickets now.
Yes.
We'll be giving them away next week.
We're giving them away next week.
But she covers Vanity Fair, their icon issue. Now, maybe March, because Chanum is on the February issue of Vanity Fair. So she's dressed up as a Madonna.
Yes, she is.
As a, like what you would see like maybe in a Russian church, and she's got her heart and all of her things.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah, and everything inside. She's recreating some other things, but it's a collaboration between the Italian, French, and Spanish versions of Vogue.
Yeah.
U.S. Vogue.
Oh, okay.
It is February.
Okay, so she didn't make it in the U.S.?
Chanum is February, and she's Madonna on the other country issues. Okay.
And so the video, did you guys talk about the video yesterday?
We played a little bit of it. It was cringy. It was absolutely cringy.
And I didn't know this, and you may have said this yesterday, but she had that documentary.
She did it Truth or Dare. Like she was sitting around with her dancers, but it required everyone pretending like they were acting. But I swear they were throwing back real shots because it was so bad. But nevertheless, at the end of it, when Amy Schumer said, "I've got an idea. This is a dare. I dare you to celebrate all your great hits over the last 40 years.
And go out on tour or something.
And play the songs, you know. And so Madonna accepted that.
Yeah, and a play on her documentary, which I had no idea.
Who is ever going to star as Madonna so she has not been able to get anyone direct or star?
I will say this. Julia Garner, when she showed up and she was at the Critics' Choice and the Golden Globes, and she did win at the Golden Globes for playing Ruth Langmore in the Ozarks. So happy. Her hair was styled true blue.
I saw it.
Oh.
True blue, but there's been no word on
anything.
There's
no way she would take it. I still think
I don't see how Madonna's starting a tour. She's not going to make a movie in 3 months.
I really want to talk to our candy shop gal, Dakota.
Diablo Cody.
And what the hell
she
happened?
Signed an NDA. She'll never be able to talk about it.
I bet there's so many stories.
Yeah.
She was co-writing it with her.
Right.
And that blew up.
Getting very excited for the Rihanna Bowl.
Madonna will be super fun, though. Because if she plays her hits, because last time around when she played her hits, she changed them all.
She barely played any of them.
Let's be honest. Yeah. She played her guitar and showed us her new string sets.
I enjoyed that concert, but we want to hear some of the...
We want to hear the hits. We want to hear them how we know them.
Yes. She's going to give us that. And hopefully she will give us her eyebrows back.
Please. Need him on stage.
Need him on stage. All right. We got to go. We'll be right back with Hollywood Speak. Well, Julia, you just got back from Mexico.
I did.
One of our favorite places that we love to go to and feel like we are transported to Mexico is El Burrito Mercado. And we were talking about the Rihanna Bowl. If you were having people over, I would totally go and get, like, either have them cater it or I'd go to the deli and get, like, tamales, carnitas, the pork. Rice and beans, guacamole, you could get desserts. They have everything in that deli.
All the meats that are seasoned and ready to go home and cook and eat. They've got all the guacamole, the chips, the salsas, and all these different things. So fabulous.
You can get the traditional cut steak, so if you wanted to make carne asada or really yummy tacos for a group thing.
I love
El Burrito Mercado because it is like going to Mexico.
It really is, and they've got an excellent restaurant. They've got, if you're thinking about catering parties, start thinking about it for the spring and summer.
And a family-owned business.
Love it. El Burrito Mercado.
So, J-Lo gave an interview with E! News yesterday because her movie called...
The Valentine one is coming out, right?
Yeah, it's Shotgun Wedding.
Yes.
And the trailers are all now heavily focused on Jennifer Coolidge.
I love
she's
that.
In this movie.
Oh, that's...
We've noticed that change.
That's absolutely
hardly any J-Lo.
Or Josh.
It's all Jennifer Coolidge.
That's brilliant marketing.
Yeah. So she did the interview with E! News alongside Josh Duhamel, and she said this. She said, I was filming a movie in Canada, and we had met me, Madonna, and Britney, and then I just couldn't get off the film talking about she was going to kiss Madonna at the VMAs.
Yes. Second. She was going to be the second kiss.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She said, and then this is what I want in Hollywood Speak. They got Christina Aguilera, I think, to do it, and I didn't wind up doing it. I mean, J-Lo.
That's
don't act like you don't know that Christina Aguilera.
And that's so desperate to even bring it up. Like, I was supposed to be the second kiss, and I wasn't, to be relevant.
It makes me wonder about the movie.
Well,
that they are bringing this up, because this was a sanctioned talking point. The E! News person was prompted to ask about that.
It's very stupid.
And then to say, I think...
Everyone knows it was Christina Aguilera.
If you can remember you were in Geely, and you can remember Ben Affleck the first time around, you can remember 2003... And then Christina Aguilera kissed Madonna and nobody saw it, you know, in Britney.
Right.
I mean, it just seems...
It seems weird. Well, listen.
It seems to what
who
point?
Who was the first actor that was supposed to even be in this?
It was always...
Armie Hammer.
It was Armie Hammer.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, between the trailers switching to Jennifer Coolidge and her bringing this up,
it's coming out on TV as the same day it comes out in theaters.
Do you remember when I brought the story to you guys? I think it was last week, and I said the movie starring Jennifer Coolidge, and you all laughed. You're like, nope. It stars Jennifer Lopez, but that's the first part of all the trailers. Now start out with Jennifer Coolidge.
Well,
narrating
she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. We'll see if he has to bring it up.
Yeah,
as one of the talking points.
Yeah, and I'll just remind everybody, in 2003, pre-iPhone, MTV still pretended to care about music.
And that was a huge award show because still watched them.
And Britney and Christina were the biggest pop stars in town.
They were.
So being, you know, it was considered a blessed event with the three of them. Even though Christina has talked about how hurt she was that the cameras panned to Justin Timberlake, who Britney had broken up. And everyone missed her kiss, and she's still kind of bitter about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Sorry, you just weren't as popular.
But I don't...
You were a way better singer, but you just weren't as popular as Britney and Justin.
Yeah, the Hollywood Speak on J-Lo bring that up is that the movie must be terrible.
It's got, like...
What hasn't been reviewed yet, I don't think, has it?
It's sort of a 6.0 on IMDb.
That's not good.
No.
Okay, here's this one.
It's going to be perfect for home streaming.
Yeah, okay. Tom Hanks was talking, because of course he's in A Man Called Otto.
Which I heard was fantastic. Did you hear something else?
I've heard it's a good basic B movie.
That's fantastic.
You will cry.
Yeah, I love crying.
You know
me.
I don't think it's... I believe the words were, wait until it comes to your house.
Really? Okay. I heard it was good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's only one person.
Two people told me that.
You're winning.
I know.
But I think my mom would like this in the theater.
Yeah. My mom saw Whitney in the theater, and she's like, that's the one to go see in the theater.
Oh.
She and my sister and said it's so good, and they felt the way they felt about Elvis. Like, yay, Whitney's getting her flowers and being recognized for the amazing talent she was. What her early life was, how she got into music and all that.
Oh, yes.
Tom Hanks is giving interviews because he's doing this, and Rita Wilson really wrote something nice because Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were also at this barbecue at Graceland in July, and they got to know her. Through all the filming,
she wrote lovely things about Lisa Marie Presley. That was lovely.
So Tom Hanks is giving an interview, and they're of course asking him about, you know, his fan favorite, all the movies he's done. And Tom Hanks said, "Yeah, you know, but one thing, no one, and I mean no one, quote unquote, talks about me in the movie I was in with Jude Law and Daniel Craig." And the guy couldn't even think what the movie was.
Elfie.
No.
What was it?
No one ever asked him about this movie. Saw it in the theater.
Oh.
He plays...
It's in 2002.
He plays a vicious mob enforcer. It was called Road to Perdition.
I hated that movie.
I hated the title. Jude Law was hot back then.
He was hot. And he said, for one reason or another, no one references Road to Perdition. And that was an incredibly important movie for me to go through, playing a bad guy.
Oh, because he never gets to. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
And
that's so funny.
He said, you know, and I killed both those characters. You know, he played.
And finally a bad guy and no one talks about it.
He said, but no one ever talks about it. And it came out in 2002 based on the comic book graphic series. So
if
we see him, if we ever see him, just say, loved you in Road to Perdition. No one ever says that to Tom Hanks.
You were so great killing Jude Law and Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Us Weekly was the only one reporting this yesterday, but it has been confirmed that lawyers have been hired. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach have been fired by ABC after their work affair was deemed, quote unquote, a distraction by the network.
They're fired.
Bye-bye.
Well, they haven't
been back. They're not publicly announcing it until the terms of their contract.
Their exit package.
Their payout.
Their payout is... Well, you know, that's why you get a lawyer, because the morals clause is a turkey clause.
Yeah, you can take away any future money based on breaking a moral clause.
Or they don't want to be held to a non-compete that they have. Stop. Are they just getting fired from GMA3?
Yep.
Are they getting fired from all of the ABC?
I think if they're getting fired, it's all of it.
It's all of it. I think so.
I do.
Do you like
it? It bothers me, though.
Being let go for a quote-unquote distraction? No, that's Us Weekly's words from whomever they got it to. And they, of course, threatened to sue. Well, they're not going to sue. They've got their lawyers working out a deal.
Oh, how bummed Amy Robach is. TJ, whatever.
Do you think the relationship will stay? They both burned two bridges to be together. The odds are stacked against them.
This is not a happy beginning at all. No. Oh, dear.
Yeah, it really isn't. Dear. A lot of bad feng shui, although sometimes it works.
It does. I saw a bad picture of the doggy exchange with Andrew Hsu.
I know.
Because they shared a puppy. You know, that's always so hard when people break up.
He looked like he hadn't eaten for a while. He looked just sad and gaunt. Mm-hmm. She actually looked kind of sad, too. Like, I wonder if she thinks, I blew it all up.
I don't even have a job.
Right.
So I can't even pay for my,
Marie Osmond said she's not giving her kids an inheritance because it breeds laziness and entitlement.
Okay, so good for you.
I say do it, set it up in a trust where they can't touch it till they're like late in life, so they still have to work while they're young.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Give them something. I'm not a fan of not giving them something.
I'm not either, I think.
So set it in a trust where they can't touch it till they're like 45, 50, you know?
Yeah.
And but don't tell them about it. Don't tell them about it, because if they know it's there, they're just going to wait and be placeholders. And she said, if you know you're getting something for free, you're not going to work. And think of how those people slept their whole life. And she says, her one thing she says is, I'm a finisher.
Yeah.
And she said, the thing I've taught my kids.
If your kids know they're getting $2 million when they're 18, they're not going to be motivated. I get what she's saying.
I 100% get it, but I also agree with you, Grant, but don't tell them that they're
going to tell them. That's probably what she's doing.
Lovely surprise.
That's probably what she's doing.
All right.
With that,
we've solved one thing, a couple of things.
You think? We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julie.